I don't know what Kay has in the way of blankets and sheets for that king-size bed, so I guess if you got an extra pair, you might throw them in there also. Also, some towels. I don't know what you got in towels. You might go ahead and throw in those purple towels. I don't think you'll ever use them, and I'm sure we could use them at one time or another. I'd like for you to go ahead and send my golf clubs and my golf shoes, a couple of tennis rackets there in my closet. Go ahead and send those, plus the shoes, tennis shoes, if there's any in there. I know there's a pair of soccer shoes and a pair of track shoes. I'd like to have both of those, so you can go ahead and throw those in there also. If there's any question, you might ask Jim about that, and I'm sure he'll be glad to help you. I don't know about some trash cans. I'm sure we'll need a couple of trash cans, so you might throw in a couple of trash cans if you got those handy there somewhere. About any of my clothes to send out there, I guess I don't know what to tell you on those. You might save a couple of shirts, but go ahead and send all of my civilian suits, if they can wrap them up where they won't get wet or won't be ruined by shipping them out there, and ship all that other stuff. I'll have enough civilian clothes with me to last me. I should have two suits. So that'll be plenty of suits, at least, and I'll have plenty of shirts, and I'll have shoes. Let's see, I'll need one pair of black shoes. Go ahead and keep those, and I should have enough civilian clothes to last me through the stay there, or nearly enough. You might keep four or five shirts there, and I should have plenty of puff trousers. I would like you to go ahead and keep all of my uniforms, because I want to take those with us whenever we go out. And I'll just take those with us in the car. That way I'll make sure that they're not ruined by sending them through the shipping. That'll include the sword. Just go ahead and keep my sword and keep my that big cover, big round with a bell on it. Go ahead and keep it. There's a bunch of desk supplies in a small toy box there in my closet. I think it's the little toy box that one of those little stands come on that the kids play with, that they nail the little nails through the board there. Well, there's a bunch of pencils and pens and stuff like that in that box. You might go ahead and throw that box in there also. I don't know, there's a few monkey pot wood decorations sitting around the house there that I sent from the Philippines. All those that I sent for Kay, you might go ahead and throw those in. I've got a heating pad somewhere around the house there I bought while I was in Abilene, so if you can find it, go ahead and throw it in. Also, the slide projector. I guess if I'm going to bring some slides, you might go ahead and keep the slide projector there at the house, and we'll take it with us on the way out to California. Go ahead and ship the cuckoo clock, I guess, if they can pack it up good. And go ahead and ship the candle holders. I mentioned the brass wall plaques. Go ahead and ship those. Go ahead and ship the green radio clock that's a clock radio that's in my room in there. That just about completes the list that I've got for things to ship out to California. Anything else there that you see that you think I might need or could use, or anything that you think I might have forgotten, we'll just go ahead and throw it in, because we're not going to have any kind of a weight problem, I don't think, as far as a weight limit on the stuff that we've got to send. So if there's any doubt, just go ahead and ship it, and if we don't need it, well, we can get rid of it out there somewhere. I'm going to give you a short list of here the things not to send. Now, these things I don't want you to go ahead and send to California. I want to keep them there, and I'll take them with me out to California, or I've got plans to leave them at Friona. I don't want you to send my military uniforms and the sword. You go ahead and keep all those, all of my uniforms. Go ahead and keep all of my ski gear at Friona, all the snow skiing gear at Friona. Just go ahead and keep it. And keep the typewriter, the electric typewriter, keep it. Keep the small TV that's in that wooden box. Go ahead and keep it at Friona. And I mentioned a while ago to go ahead and keep a few dishes. Keep a minimum of clothes. I mentioned five or six shirts, and that should hold me out. And go ahead and keep the lock box, the strong box that's up on the top of my locker that has some of my Friona letters in it, the ones I got while I was playing football and basketball and track. There's a lock box up on the top of my locker. Just go ahead and keep it at Friona. I guess go ahead and keep the slides that I took of Europe. Just go ahead and keep those at Freona. That just about completes the list I've got here, so I'll just leave it up to you on the rest of the stuff, whatever you think. Be sure and make a real detailed list of all the items that you send, so we'll be able to know whether we got all of our stuff whenever we get out to California. And also make sure that all of it is insured, that all of the stereo gear especially, and the bed, and the chest of drawers, and the desk, and the rocking chair, and any of that stuff that's of any value at all, go ahead and make sure it is all insured, and I'll pay you back whenever I get home. So that just about completes all the stuff that I've got as far as shipping the stuff to Freona. I know it's going to be a big headache for all of y'all, but I do think it would be the best to do it like this, because if we didn't, well, we wouldn't have anything out there until 6 weeks after we got there, I guess. This way, maybe it'll be out there and we can pick it up just as soon as we get there, and I'm sure it will make our stay out there a lot better. I did get my Marine Corps Gazette in the mail yesterday, and also a little note on the back of it that the candle holders and the reverb unit did come in. Be sure and let me know whenever that tape deck comes in, and because that's the one thing that I was real curious about as to whether where it was at and if it was going to ever get there. I'm getting kind of short, I guess you might say. I figure that I've got a maximum of about 18 days left here at Fubai. I'll probably go on down to Da Nang a couple of days before my seat date. I figure my seat date will be somewhere around the 17th or 18th. And my seat date will be the day that I leave Da Nang. So I'll probably leave Fubai around the 16th or 17th to go down to Da Nang, spend a couple of days down there, and getting everything squared away down there, and getting ready to go out. I'll probably spend 4 days in Okinawa and just getting everything squared away there before we come on. It's a 2.5 hour flight from Da Nang to Okinawa, and then we land in Okinawa. We'll probably stay there 4 days. I've got some other stuff I want to buy there. So if you have anything that you want from Southeast Asia, well, you better let me know, and I'll get it while I am in Okinawa. And I can ship it there on my orders, which will save a duty. You won't have to pay any duty if you have anything you want me to buy there to ship. Be sure, don't hesitate. Let me know if you got anything you want to go. Let me know about this sterling silverware for Granny and the silver tea service set for Janet. And so I'm sure I can get all that stuff right there. Jewelry is really cheap there, and Mikimoto pearls, china, any of that stuff that you might want, well, just let me know and I'll be sure and pick it up and write a check and let you know pretty quick, and you can go ahead and put the money in the bank. From Okinawa, we'll fly, it's about 12 hours, fly directly to Hawaii, land for about an hour, and then fly on into California. I don't have any idea where I'll be flying into California yet. I'll probably be flying into San Francisco. From San Francisco, they'll check us in there, and I figure I'll go ahead and fly from San Francisco to Lubbock as best I can. And I'll give you a call when I get to San Francisco and get all of my reservations to go into Lubbock, or I may fly standby, I don't know. Just have to wait and see how much money I spend in Okinawa and how much money I've got. But I'll let you know whenever I get to San Francisco. You can possibly just go on to Lubbock from there. And I'll do the same thing. I'll call Kay, and then I'll just do my best to get to Lubbock as soon as I can. And you can just stay at Jimmy's, and I'll call you whenever I get into Lubbock. Or I may go ahead and get reservation and fly two-thirds fare with reservations. And then I know exactly when I'd be in Lubbock. So that should put me into Lubbock right around the 22nd or the 23rd. I don't know yet. It's been a long year. In fact, a year ago yesterday, I arrived in Vietnam, and I guess the weather today has been just like it was a year ago. The wind was blowing about 30 miles an hour today, and it's supposed to get up to 60 miles an hour tonight, even 70 miles an hour tonight. It's pretty high winds. We're kind of having stormy weather. In fact, while I was in Hong Kong, the weather was pretty bad. They were expecting a typhoon at any time. I wish all of y'all could make it to Hong Kong sometime. It's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen. It's a pretty clean city, and the Chinese people are rather friendly considering everything that's taking place. And it is a really beautiful place to see. A lot of people think it looks a lot like San Francisco, but they don't have the Golden Gate Bridge. They don't have a bridge across the harbor. And the way they get across, they still use the ferry. They don't have a tunnel underneath either, so I guess that's what makes Hong Kong so unique, is the ferry that they use to cross over the river. It was a lot of fun, and even though I did spend quite a bit of money, I really had a good time and enjoyed being there and just relaxing and seeing Billy. I don't know, Bill. He sure did hate to go back to Vietnam. I don't know whether it's the best thing for me to see him while I was there or not. Me being so short, it sure did make him homesick, I think. But I tried not to talk about it very much, and tried to encourage him, so maybe he'll pull out of it. I just hope he doesn't have a very rough time of it for his last 5 months here. We do hope to get together next Christmas, and he should be home Christmas now.
Tape is a stick.